The news update for August the 8th, 2022 on this Monday early morning edition transmission. Let's get to the Alex Jones Show, Sunday Night Live, and we'll come up next after that. Let's finish up where we left off on Friday night. We'll be right back.
Under Texas law. So it doesn't matter what, if the jury comes back with more than that, then it doesn't matter how much more than that, it's capped. And the, so this is pure theater now. This is purely staged, scripted, what, you know, the, what they wanted to criticize us for saying, which was that this was a scripted.
She's turning on and off the feed. When we speak, she turns it off. She admits it.
Well, I mean,
she turns the YouTube off when we speak.
And she deletes it when it finishes the end of the day. She says nobody can share it unless she approves it and authorizes it.
It's desperate.
Completely.
If she wants to be a director, she should spend a few years actually making movies. Here is the same lawyer that the worst part is I said lock her up. So at the end of the day, it's like we're here because he criticized Hillary. Here it is.
Alex Jones' representative saying, I know he was reckless. Alex knows he was reckless. And then immediately going, but Megyn Kelly said it. But the truthers said it. But there were other websites. But Hillary Clinton. Hell, at one point, I thought he was going to start yelling or chanting, lock her up.
Well, we should have locked her up. I mean, well, we still
like they're mad. They're like literally trying to sniff Hillary Clinton's butt. Yep. When she's a politically dead item.
Completely. I mean, and they don't realize that this is a small and bubbled universe. The press and the politicians and some of the lawyers involved.
Why do they worship Hillary?
I mean, I think it's part of their overarching mindset. I mean, you look also at the sort of subgenre of people that obsess over this case and obsess over hating Alex Jones. It is one big, it's like the Rainbow Coalition of freaks.
It should be investigated.
Yeah, and there are people that, you know, it should.
Texas Rangers?
It's like an automatic red flag. If you're obsessed with this case and you hate Alex Jones and you got a weird Twitter handle, chances are you're doing something crazy.
And we won't say what the law firm's Twitter handles are, but it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, some of the lawyers connected to this have some very unusual and interesting posts, let's put it that way. But what happened was they needed a certain ending, and they still need that ending for their theater, for their script, even though it has no legally binding effect. That shows what complete theater.
So we're here on Friday night. You think the jury comes in with a punitive tonight?
It'll be interesting how hard that the two jurors that didn't even like giving any money, whether they hold out. And if they continue to hold out, it's either going to be a very low punitive damages verdict.
That's right. You're going to have unanimous for that.
Yeah, you got to have unanimous for punitive damages in Texas. And so I think to get that, they're either going to come back next week or it's going to be a lot less than what the plaintiffs
have. All right, Robert Barnes, thanks for the last 2 weeks of coverage. Hope you stay longer. Hope you move to Austin. You're thinking about doing it. How people find your amazing show.
Sure. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. And if you want to look up the template on issues related to the vaccine, just type in template in the search bar. You can use it however you want.
All right. In closing, we don't have Soros money. I don't have $60 million. I don't have $5 million. I don't have $2 million. Our company's down to less than a million. I've got less than a million. And I'm ready to put it into the company, but it wouldn't run stuff for a month. We need support now. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
We'll right
InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric.
Hour one of the Sunday night Alex Jones Show.
Series of recent political victories. Right, President Biden's popularity continues to tank. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the latest.
The president's approval rating has limped up a couple of points over the last week or so, but is still below 40%. And the Real Clear Politics composite of polls has Mr. Biden's popularity 17% underwater. That means 56.5% disapprove of the job he's doing, while only 39.5% approve. And that's after about a 3-point gain in his approval rating. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at townhall.com, all eyes will be on the economy this week. Updates on inflation and consumer sentiment, highlighting the economic reports due for release during the week. More from correspondent Rich Thomason.
Inflation projections will bookend the week. The New York Fed's report on 3-year inflation expectations scheduled for release Monday, while Friday will bring the University of Michigan's 5-year inflation outlook. Friday will also see release of the University of Michigan's closely watched Consumer Sentiment Index. An update on second quarter worker productivity is due Tuesday. The consumer price index will be updated Wednesday. On Thursday, it's the producer price index, along with the weekly employment report. Rich Thomason reporting.
It may not have been the longest in Senate history, but it was a marathon session. Lawmakers have given now a green light to the Democrats' tax and spend bill. That thanks to a tie-breaking vote by the vice president, making it 51-50. Measure now heads to the House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up.
Food costs rise.
Just like everything else, the cost to have groceries delivered has gone up. Consulting firm Chase Design says it's hard to get the delivery premium below $10 due to fuel and labor costs. As the pandemic eased, some shoppers turned to less expensive grocery pickup, while others returned to the store. Experts say grocery delivery saw 5 years of growth in the first 3 months of the pandemic. In fact, in June of 2020, grocery delivery was a $3.4 billion business. But by June of this year, that was down 26%. I'm Shelley Antler.
Six more vessels loaded with agricultural cargo held up by the war in Ukraine have now received authorization to leave the country's Black Sea coast. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A record amount of seaweed is smothering Caribbean coastline.
From Puerto Rico to Barbados, tons of brown algae kill wildlife, choke the tourism industry, and release toxic gases. More than 24 million tons of sargassum blanketed the Atlantic in June. That's up from 18.8 million tons in May, according to a monthly report by the University of South Florida's Optical Oceanography Lab. The report says that it's a new historical record. An oceanography professor who helps produce the report says July saw no decrease of algae in the Caribbean Sea. John Scott reported.
Colombia's first leftist president has been sworn into office, promising to fight inequality and heralding a turning point in the history of a country haunted by an extremely long war between the government and a number of guerrilla groups. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The Rockefeller family with the Rothschilds on record donated the money for the United Nations to be first established at Presidio Naval Facility in San Francisco in 1945. Then it officially launched. Now, I want to explain something here that's very critical in the hierarchy of what I believe is the most important issues. You may agree, you may disagree. And during the weekday shows this week, we'll be opening the phones up a lot to get your take on all this. But number one issue is a relationship with God and being a good, decent person. And after that, we see the temporal issues taking place. 64 million extra people, the UN says, starving to death the last 32 months during the globalist lockdown that in the third world is still ongoing. The collapse of civilization. 60 plus million starving to death. Tens of millions around the world have died after taking the COVID shots. I'm going to show you mainstream news, insurance company press releases coming up next segment. So, mass starvation and collapse of the third world, flooding the first world, run by the UN. The replacement migration. Tens of millions dying from the poison shots already. Imagine how bad it's going to get. Then the collapsing borders, the wars, the fentanyl being shipped in, the pedophilia being promoted via drag queen pedophile time. The list goes on and on of the attack happening on our civilization. And when you look at what they're doing, it's total war against our civilization. Senate passes sweeping tax climate change package. We'll go to the House next. It hires 80 plus thousand IRS agents in the legislation to target blue collar and middle class people to shut down small businesses. What do you think the lockdowns were for 6 months in 2020 and longer in places like California, New York, over a year, saying small businesses are non-essential, but big corporations are essential? That's designed to destroy small business. That's designed to consolidate power. That's designed as siege and economic war. So in the hierarchy of issues, mass starvation, new lockdowns, forced injections, mass death, the eve of World War III, huge wars taking place around the planet, the proxy war in Ukraine, the collapsing borders, tripling of the average of suicide, crime rates exploding, George Soros buying up thousands of DAs and county attorneys, having them stand down for real crime, all persecuting their political enemies. That's all huge. And down there at the bottom is the persecution of Alex Jones and show trials. But then why was it the number one story off and on Instagram, on Google, on Facebook, on Twitter in the last 2 weeks, Alex Jones? Every day we've printed number one. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of articles. Every corporate TV station, every network lying about us, attacking, saying we're the enemy, we're the problem, shut us down. Don't you see it? When they talk about Alex Jones, they're talking about you. When I say this, you need to really let that sink in. They see me as the populist resistance. They see me as everything they hate. Pro-human, pro-God, pro-family, pro-truth, asking questions, not daunted by them, not intimidated. They see that dauntless spirit, that indomitable spirit as their enemy because they hate you, whether you're white or brown or black or gay or straight or old or young or where you're from. They want to break your will and they want to dominate and control you. So I am extremely honored to be under this massive attack, because it means I'm over the target. But in this hierarchy of attacks, 60 plus million starving to death and tens of millions dying from the poison shots and all of it, why am I saying Alex Jones is the least important? Because individually, this is not important, what happens to me. But when you realize that if they can silence us and they can surveil us to enforce the censorship, they can silence you. And on CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post and MSNBC, I've got the clips. I've got a stack of news right here. The Democrats crow. They brag like a rooster at dawn. Alex Jones is the model to shut everyone down now. We're going to ban their speech. And so the attack on InfoWars is not the bottom of the hierarchy. It's the top. Individually, it's not important in the scale of things. But when you realize what they fear, you being vocal, you having courage, and that they're trying to chill you and trying to intimidate you and trying to scare others from telling the truth, then you understand that our speech and our resistance and our noncompliance is beyond paramount. It is essential. It is critical. It is key. Key. We cut through their lies. We cut through their propaganda. We know who they are. We know their plan, and we know how to stop them, and we will do it together with God's spirit and blessing. So I want all of you listening today, the power of us coming together is unstoppable with God's energy. But God is a free will God, and will only do this if we ask and say, our Heavenly Father, we ask you to cleanse us. You ask us to connect us to your great will and lead God and direct us. And we ask you now in a unified prayer to pray for justice for the children and justice for the innocent and for the great awakening that's happening to expand at record levels, and that a hedge of protection be put up for all of us that are standing against this satanic force. In the name of your Son, our Savior, Christ Jesus, amen. Amen. You will simply say that prayer in unison together, that God, we cry out to you for direction. We cry out to you to send us the Holy Spirit to stand against the spirit of evil. We can't beat Satan as individuals, but together with God, we are infinity more powerful. So that's what people need to understand, is that I expected this, I've known this, I've told you forever this was coming, and I've understood the bargain I made and how the Holy Spirit was so honest that you really want to fight tyranny, you really want to take it on a point-blank range, you really want to mobilize the people, you really want to be that person, and I said yes, and I was shown the aftermath and what it would mean for me personally. And because I'm imperfect and I'm a sinner, my best efforts can still be twisted against me because Satan is the great accuser. But it doesn't matter. God knows the heart, just as he knew King David's heart. And so I said yes to that commission more than 25 years ago. Already been on air a few years. I remember sitting there in that Waterloo Ice House after a two-hour show I'd done. I was eating a chicken fried steak by myself and drinking an iced tea. And I just got like the down low while I was sitting there and was like, this is what you decided. This is what's going to happen. I'm ready to back you. You're going to be able to do this. But are you 100% on board? 100% on board. And I said, yes, sir. And it's all happened just like God said it would. God's in control, not the Satanist. And they will pay for what they've done. But that's a side issue. We're doing this for the innocent children. Massive news straight ahead. Stay with us. The design collapse of our civilization is taking place to make us poor, to make us homeless, to make us absolutely susceptible to turning ourselves over to the Great Reset and the cashless society now being announced. ABC News, NBC News, they've all announced again, you will soon take microchips to buy and sell. That's coming up next segment. And as I told you 2 years ago, they would soon be promoting cannibalism as a good thing. From the New York Times to the Washington Post, the CNN, we have those clips as well. But let's hit the big issue. Again, mass death, mass murder, the New World Order, that's the top story. But if they can silence us and censor the leading lights that are fighting this tyranny, then they can succeed, they believe. They wouldn't be trying to censor us if we weren't effective. So look at some of these headlines. This is from WFYI. Insurance executive says death rates among working age people up 40%. Huge, huge numbers. Insurance group sees death rates up 40% over pre-pandemic levels. That's been out for 8 months now. Mortality crisis. Insurers see rise in non-COVID deaths, the biggest in history. More than what were lost in World War II. Mortality trends rise among questions for life insurers. This is mainstream news. And then there's this local KUSI news with Dr. Kelly Victory, who's a medical doctor. And she lays out the numbers. She's now been censored off of Twitter for daring to talk about it. That's coming up. I'm going to read some of the comments, too, on the YouTube video from morticians and others and what they're seeing. But this is so insane. It's testing to see if they can kill us, Logan's Run style, seeing if we'll accept it, and just rolling this out. It's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. Gets rid of your immune system, causes blood clots, infertility, cancer. That was in the October 2000 document from the CDC. They even told you what it would do. It's satanic. They've got to post what they're planning. And if you want to see the censored video from KUSI, it's posted the live show feed from today under the live show feed at Infowars.com. So take that video and share it, because she's put her reputation, her life on the line, and she's only covering all the mainline admitted insurance actuaries that confirm triple the deaths that we saw in 2020, that we've seen in 2021 and now into 2022. It's an 8-minute report. Here's just a few minutes of it.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds. Along with that, there's also been an increase in certain medical diagnoses, such as miscarriages and Bell's palsy. Here to give us her take on the new data and what she believes could be causing the rise in numbers is emergency medicine and disaster specialist, Dr. Kelly Victory. Dr. Victory, good morning. Great to talk to you as always.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we want to make sure that anytime we talk, we want to make sure the information that we have is accurate. So let's start this interview by telling us, I've seen your correspondence here, what is the source of the information that you're about to present?
Well, this information became available to me or on my radar last week following a hearing with Senator Ron Johnson, who was looking at sort of what he calls a second opinion on the entire response to the COVID pandemic. The medical data was released by three career military physicians who got the information from the military database that collects what we call ICD codes, which are the diagnosis codes. And these physicians had a feeling, they believed based on their own observation, that they were seeing a significant uptick in certain conditions. So they actually went back and called the database from the military on certain conditions over a 5-year period, from 2016 through 2020, notably containing 1 year, 2020, of the full-blown pandemic. So they looked at 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20 at the prevalence of certain conditions, including things like heart attack, blood clots to the lung, miscarriages, those sorts of things. And they compared it to the incidence of those same things in the calendar year 2021. And saw an alarming increase in certain things. For example, they saw a 270% increase in myocardial infarction in 2021, a 300% increase in incidence of Bell's palsy and of certain neurologic complaints, a 470% increase in pulmonary embolisms, blood clots to the lungs, and many, many other huge increases that they found alarming. Now, no one is saying with any certainty, Jason, what is causing this, but we certainly would be remiss as scientists if we didn't look at that and say, there is something going on. What happened in 2021 that was so different from the previous 5-year average that would cause this massive increase in certain medical conditions?
And again, you can go to the CDC's own website in October. It's still on their site. 2 years ago, 2020, they predicted it all. So let's go over some of this. Look at the comments on YouTube what people had to say. Her Twitter account has been suspended, which means she's 100% telling the truth. The only reason to silence someone is because you fear the truth. Continues Philip Paulson. When exposing a crime is treated as committing a crime, you're being ruled by criminals. Edward Snowden. Black Sun. The doctor should be all over the media. She is to be commended. Another one. She raises a good point about people reacting to inquisitiveness about the sudden spike, asking what's going on. Some people would rather attack her than hear her, and those people confuse and worry me to no end. As a funeral director, says funeral director EJ, I can tell you that we did have many more deaths in our location in 2021 than 2000, and it goes on and on. They're trying to silence military doctors, this AI technology they have, calling for whistleblowers and conspiracy theorists, which in the past we call good doctor scientists, who recognize patterns, question all aspects, and speak up when the data is collected. And it goes on and on, folks. You got to read every comment. Every comment. I read over 100 today. Is awake. The globalists are in trouble. We're winning. But I usually the crew can pull it up, and it's not their fault. I just called for it real fast. There it is. They found it. That's on the CDC website. FDA COVID-19 vaccine safety surveillance planning and what they predict would happen. And they go on in the document to talk about adverse reactions and what they predict. Heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, cancer, autoimmune disease, Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, stroke, which has all happened. And we have the senior scientist who retired a year before this started, Dr. Michael Yeadon at Pfizer, predicting it all in lawsuits he filed 2 years ago. This is a smoking gun, and this is why they want us silenced. Because we're telling you the truth. We won't stand by while they kill little babies. Record deaths in little babies. Now taking the so-called vaccine. And all the fools that serve the system for power, thinking they're getting ahead of everything doing this. We're going to cover the economic collapse by design, this new Senate legislation that just passed into the House, and more, and how the media is openly promoting cannibalism, as we predicted, coming up.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right.
World Jones.
At a 2019 food conference where topics included whether humans were too selfish to live sustainably, an economist suggested cannibalism could be a viable solution for climate change, and that we could start off by eating our pets. School of Economics professor Magnus Söderlund says that eating human meat from the dead might help save the human race, and that we could overcome the taboos against eating each other by simply trying it out. And today, a new company is boasting their lab-grown artisanal salami derived from human flesh. And several articles normalizing cannibalism have recently been published by the mainstream media. The Wikipedia page leads with the benefits of cannibalism, where it says, in environments where food availability is constrained, individuals can receive extra nutrition and energy if they use other conspecific individuals as an additional food source. This would in turn increase the survival rate of the cannibal and thus provide an evolutionary advantage in environments where food is scarce. This may be true when there are no other food options, but when there are, it is never favorable for any species. Cannibals are at risk of related diseases such as Kuru disease, similar to mad cow disease, a neurological prion disease caused by cannibalistic consumption. And when there are other food options, cannibalism will always be the most challenging. Studies show that cannibals tend to eat the young because it is the easiest, and they tend to hunt outside their own gene pool as a way of decreasing the competition. Cannibals are constantly at war with their own species, and animals have evolved various protections against this barbarism. Cannibalism is the ultimate expression of barbarism. The absence of civilization and culture, extreme cruelty. One could argue that the whole purpose of civilization is to increase the amount of food available to keep humanity from turning to cannibalism. Because who on earth wants barbarism over civility and compassion? The New York Times published a piece entitled A Taste for Cannibalism, and they promoted it by tweeting, "Cannibalism has a time and a place. Some recent books, films, and shows suggest that the time is now." The article promotes a list of recent movies and shows about cannibalism, suggesting that perhaps we should all take the cue and give it a go, as if pop culture decides the destiny of mankind. And maybe it does. There is definitely a herd mentality that finds comfort in blind obedience and will do whatever they are told by the authoritative state emerging from the shadows. And the mainstream narrative is now normalizing cannibalism. So that's what is coming if we continue accepting their offers. It will be like the film Soylent Green, which was set in 2022, or like the film Cloud Atlas, wherein a dystopian government processes the dead into food to feed the wretched masses. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 years ago I did the Eat My Neighbors rant, and I said as they collapse society, they're going to promote cannibalism, because I know their plan. I made films off their own documents. And now here we are in the year 2022. See all of Greg Reese's incredible reports at band.video and infowars.com. So let's put the full show headline up if we can for viewers right now. I'll read it for radio listeners, but that's where we are. They want you to accept pedophilia. They want you to accept owning nothing, having nothing. They want you to accept eating bugs and all of this to get you to give up on your life force and common sense. Sunday Live, Dems ram through massive spending bill, weaponizing IRS against middle class and imposing great reset measures. It can't get more predatory than this. These are true psychotic monsters that point at those of us that oppose them and say, we're bad for questioning the big events. In almost every case, they have staged the events or provocateured the events. So is Alex Jones the villain, like all the corporate media tells you, or is it Klaus Schwab? Is it Bill Gates? Is it Prince Charles? They fly around on private jets. They live like kings, but they tell you you should starve to death. They tell you you should go away. This has been their project. It's been their operation. It's how I can predict the next phases of it. We can get off this ride, though, at any time by recognizing how predatory and how evil these people are. Now, we've got Drew Hernandez joining us, who's an amazing reporter. And he's got hundreds of millions of views, conservatively, of his videos. And he's now being censored and banned off of YouTube because he simply showed drag queen pedophile time events where they admit they're grooming our children. They say we're grooming your children. He'll join us next hour. Because remember, they claim they care about the children all day. But what they want to do is destroy the children's innocence. That's coming up next hour. But let me go ahead and mention this because we're front and center in the news. Whether it's Texas or Connecticut in blue city controlled zones, I'm being sued by Soros-backed Democrat operatives for questioning a mass shooting 10 years ago. And I'm the worst man in the world. I didn't lie about WMDs on purpose. I didn't promote pedophilia. I didn't human traffic children over the border. No, I simply said gun owners aren't to blame for mass shootings. Criminals and crazies are. But look at this headline. UN warns of worrying and dangerous conspiracy theories. The UN calls for censoring anyone questioning open borders, elections, gun control, or forced injections. Alex Jones, and a $65 million fine. It's not even right. It's 40-something million. It's capped at $5 million, but it doesn't matter. That's meant to scare you. And now we have Raw Story and ABC News and the New York Times all saying Alex Jones' lawsuit verdict is bad news for the conspiracy viewing host at Fox, legal expert. Another headline, Apple News, top of Apple News. We need honest reporting, less conspiracy theory, and more facts, which they give us. Why Alex Jones is only one who lost big in the Sandy Hook verdict. And they go on to say, we're going to silence everyone, the Apple News story. The Sandy Hook lawyer says it's time to take Alex Jones out and everybody else like him. And it goes on from there. But thank God that Charlie Kirk and Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon and countless others have come to our defense realizing it's us today, it's them tomorrow. Representative Taylor Greene says InfoWars founder Alex Jones being politically persecuted. Roger Stone calls for contributions to help Alex Jones after $45.2 million verdict. Drew Hernandez coming up says, what happens to Alex Jones as criminal? He was the first to be censored by big tech everywhere. Now he is the first to be persecuted with defamation cases that set him up to lose, all because of free speech. And we've got more coming up. But I am honored to be in this position because I believe in you and know we're going to win. And Texas caps these things. All we need is the money for appeals. All we need is the support through the bankruptcy. We're going to keep fighting. The money you donate, the money you give buying products will not go to them. It will go to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been...
Right now, you are listening to the most forbidden information on planet Earth. Think about that. The enemy is running thousands of articles a day and hundreds of TV programs conservatively trying to shut us down. Why is that? Ask the question. Because they know we've got their number and they know the people resonate with us. So if you'll simply spread the word about the live feeds, if you'll simply support the broadcast, if you'll simply support the products at InfoWarsStore.com, it's game over. So let's play these clips back to back. This is Bannon talking about what Trump's going to do if he wins again, and how they were caught flat-footed 6 years ago, and I believe him. And then we've got another clip here, we're going to air back-to-back, of Harriet Hagman, who is set to defeat Liz Cheney in the run for that congressional seat. Powerful stuff. Let's air these back-to-back.
That's why Kash Patel, this great patriot, people think Cash is just a genius about counterterrorism and national security and everything like that, and he is, and he'll be the head of the CIA in the second term. But Cash understands the administrative state. This is more than a bureaucracy, right? This is an organic thing that's grown. It has its own courts. It puts its own legislation out in the Federal Register. It has its own enforcement capability. It's an absolute government that must be taken apart brick by brick. And Cash showed us how. Axios has been reporting it. Remember, we have 4,000 political appointees in any administration. Roughly 1,000 have to be Senate confirmed, so they're going to take a while. 3,000 can hit the beach day one. In 16, obviously, it was a come-from-behind victory. We didn't have this. We didn't have the troops. We hadn't really gotten organized like that. But now we have no excuse. This is why you have all these great think tanks coming up. We're going to have a well-trained cadre of people that will hit the beach day one. And their number one thing is to start taking apart the federal bureaucracy brick by brick.
Green New Deal, a
and the socialists who created it. We're fed up with the attacks on our fossil fuel and energy industries. We're fed up with an open border. We're fed up with human trafficking. We're fed up with fentanyl flooding our country. And we're fed up with illegal immigration. Censoring conservative thought, canceling debate, and rewriting history. We're fed up with the corruption in the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, the NSA, and the ICE Force. We're fed up with mask mandates, vaccine mandates, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, and the misinformation campaign surrounding COVID-19. We're fed up with the politicians and the elitists in D.C. who are getting rich while the middle class falls further behind every year. We're fed up with Joe Biden, with Nancy Pelosi. We're fed up with the January 6th Commission and those people who think that they can gaslight us. We are putting everyone on notice. As of November 8th, we're taking our country back.
That's what I'm talking about, folks.
So the globalists are in free fall. They're desperate, they're losing. And they think if they can target the Alex Joneses of the world and shut us down and demonize us, that they'll be able to intimidate everybody else to not speak up. But I bet on you a long time ago, and I know you're gonna win. It's gonna be hard, not gonna be easy. But we're gonna win together. Now, coming up, we have Drew Hernandez, who's exposed the government pedophile rings and is being censored. And then we've got my Connecticut lawyer in the Sandy Hook anti-free speech globalist takeover situation joining us. And then Owen Schroyer is coming up as well. So it's a big broadcast we still have left. And we have so much more. The illegal aliens being shipped by Texas to New York City and D.C. and they're freaking out. We have the videos of that. That's coming up. But before I go any further, I'm going to tell you bottom line. We're not backed by George Soros. We're not backed by the Democratic Party.
We'll be right back.
We're not backed by the Rockefeller Foundation. We're backed by you. Because we're a rallying point. We are something the globalists hate because the spirit we have is the same spirit you have, and they want to shut it down. And there's nothing I want more than to never bow to these people and never let them win. We played you earlier. We'll play it the first 5 minutes of the next hour before Drew Hernandez, a beautiful soul, joins us. Where the lawyers for the Democratic Party say, once we silence Jones, we'll silence all of the conservatives, all the populists, all the Christians. They said it in the fake trial where I was already found guilty by the blue-haired, crazy, she's not an old lady. She actually wears like blue wigs. SJW. People say, man, how are you taking it? How's it going? I expect to be attacked by these people. I expect to be persecuted. But I expect, because I know who you are, that you're going to support yourself and your family and not let these bastards win. So I want you to go now to InfoWarsStore.com. If you will simply buy the products that already enrich your life, it will empower us to not just fight back during this huge attack, but win during this attack. InfoWarsStore.com. And then take the live feed of InfoWars.com/show. support that local radio station or TV station picking us up. And just say, the rebellion's now. This is the black sheep. This is the real outlaw. This is the rebel. This is what we support. And I want to thank all of the patriot, conservative, and nationalist leaders. It lets me know there's a lot of good people.
That's right.
From Tucker Carlson to Joe Rogan that have been backing us in this fight that realize they're next if we fall. So we are winning big time. And that's why our enemies are so panicked, because they bet on the wrong horse. They bet on Satan. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We're right into hour number two right now.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For less than 20 minutes, Alex Jones questioned the official narrative of the Sandy Hook school shooting, because for the so-called truther community, that was the big story. And so he did his job and covered the story, just like he's done for the other 1.8 million minutes of his career. Alex Jones has been questioning the official narrative of the corrupt mainstream media and exposing the authoritarian cabal hiding in the shadows for 28 years. And over time, this revival of truth has grown into millions worldwide. Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media. In 2018, with zero evidence of their wild claims, a George Soros-funded lawsuit was filed against Alex Jones and InfoWars. 4 months later, big tech removes InfoWars from the internet. We were meant to be destroyed 4 years ago, but thanks to an awakened audience that cares about the truth, the InfoWars signal has only grown stronger. And now they are no longer hiding the fact that they are standing on the graves of dead children and using their grieving parents as a political weapon to silence all of alternative news media.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
And according to Judge Gamble, acting like O'Brien straight out of George Orwell's 1984, the judge decides what is true.
You may not say to this jury that you complied with discovery. That is not true. You may not say it again. You may not tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true. You're already under oath to tell the truth. You've already violated that oath twice today in just those two examples. It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show. Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here. Just because you claim to think something is true does not make it true.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The decision to terminate the InfoWars broadcast is not in the hands of this crooked cabal. It is and always has been the will of our audience that decide our fate. The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
You have the decision in your hands now. You spread the word, you pray, you buy products, you never surrender, we will win. If not, it's a fate worse than death.
Hello?
Congratulations.
Drew Hernandez. Pedo armies are now literally parading children in public with men with giant fake breasts, children on stripper poles. I mean, this is satanic as it gets. This is their religion, and now they're censoring people across the board that expose it. Open lunatic asylum taking over. And I've got some breaking news for you here that just came out today. God help us. Busted. Counselor who organized drag queen showtime arrested for having sex with 15-year-old student. Political correctness hampers crackdown on child sex grooming. Breaking, YouTube removes Drew Hernandez anti-grooming videos for hate speech. Governor Gavin Newsom signs bill reducing penalties for sodomy with minors, raping children. Wiener says gays shouldn't avoid sex parties, orgies during monkeypox, though they caused it. Yeah, stressed out STD clinic struggle handle surge in monkeypox patients as the U.S. outbreak grows. Christian High School in Manhattan at a church hosted mandatory drag queen in place of church service. Trans activist pledges to send hormone drugs to youth across state lines. Quote, gay couple charged with using adopted kids to make child porn. Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary, says less drag queens, more Chuck Norris. And it goes on from there. James Lindsay, blacklisted for Twitter for criticizing the left, the grooming of children, top academic. Meanwhile, we have a video we'll play at the start of the next segment of the wife of John McCain saying they all knew Epstein was raping children, but they covered it up. We'll show you that video. Drew Hernandez is an investigative reporter, commentator, and host of Front Lines. Andrew Hernandez Live, DrewHLive.com, and he's being censored for exposing this evil attack. Big Tech is complicit in every crime we can imagine. Drew Hernandez, thanks for joining us.
Alex, thanks for having me, man. Good to see you. And shout out to the InfoWars family and InfoWars army and the Getter Chat and worldwide. I mean, here we are, Alex. You're no stranger to censorship. You're no stranger to exposing the pedophile rings and the pedo groups here in the United States and worldwide. But as of recently, here with my own little lane, my own channel on the Turning Point USA channel, YouTube decided to take down 6 episodes and 3 on my own personal channel that were all specifically reporting on the majority of stories like the ones ones you just read off, and the clips when I was at Pride LA, literally exposing these drag freaks on floats offering lube to children. YouTube drew a line in the sand, and they took down 6 episodes that were exposing the groomer agenda because they called it hate speech, which everyone watching this is like, yes, Drew, we know that's what YouTube does. They've drawn a line in the sand. What's interesting right now is we're going to continue to push back right now because we are going to continue our show on Rumble as well. And by God's grace, we're going to have our show airing every single night on Real America's Voice, every single night on the app and everywhere you could watch it at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 10:30 p.m.
And by the way, we apologize for having to show this for TV viewers, but and radio listeners are lucky not to see this, but we have a response. This is happening to children. This is going on.
Exactly, Alex. I mean, see, this is what they do. This is why censorship is an obvious slippery slope because of free speech, but it also can damage the innocence of children because there are legitimate stories like the one you just cited in Arizona, legitimate stories of children being raped by people who identify in the LGBTQ community, actual groomers. Now you can't report on that on YouTube because that's hate speech. So who do you think takes advantage of that, Alex? You know the answer.
Well, let's just say we know big tech's run by pedophiles. The whole New World Order is. So this is just incredible.
Absolutely. But what happens here is anytime someone comes out and reports on a genuine story on YouTube, big tech, here on social media or whatever, you actually call a groomer, that's offensive, and we don't want to hurt the feelings of the gay people or anyone that might identify in the LGBTQ community. They're now hiding behind that. So now we have actual pedophiles and groomers that are getting a pass because now they could just hide behind the LGBTQ community and the rainbow flag, Alex. So that's where we're at. This is the total depravity, and they're going to censor anyone. Doesn't matter what you politically affiliate as, whether you're left or right, gay, straight, doesn't matter. If you come out and call out groomers on YouTube, you're going to get silenced and canceled and censored, and you're going to be deplatformed, which is not anything new, but we're talking about the innocence of children. You cannot report on this on YouTube anymore.
Because it would bring them down if it was shown. They want to do it instead with their captured children. Again, exactly. Every day they're busting the drag queen story time, raping children. I mean, I've got stacks of articles showing this.
And Alex, you and I have both talked about this and reported on this. They're open about it. They're not offended by being called out. They're not offended by, oh, you're slandering us for being groomers. No, oh, it's not them about being offended. It's about them being
exposed. They go to city councils and say, we're grooming your children.
Disney employees and producers are on record on Zoom meetings literally saying, we have a not-so-secret gay agenda. Targeting your kids through our content, through our movies, through the stuff that we create through our art.
No grown adult wants to have sex with them. These are literally organized predators.
Absolutely. And they know they could get away with it because they just hide behind the rainbow flag because they've set themselves up as this protected class. Listen, I don't care. Gay, straight, trans, whatever. You go after children, I'm going to expose you. I don't care what, if there's an R next to your name, if there's a D next to your name. I don't care.
Bitten off more than they can chew, but they pedophiles can't help but go after kids. So they're making their move right now. Drew Hernandez, how do you see this unfolding?
I mean, I think this is going to continue to get worse. I think we're going to see more innocence continue to get violated because now you can't come out and report if there's a genuine case of a child being groomed and raped. And if it happens by an LGBTQ identifying person, it's going to be censored. It's going to be shut up. This is what they did against Ron DeSantis in Florida. He implemented anti-child grooming laws to protect children. That's where it came from. And they come out and they slander it as being an anti-gay bill. They hide behind this, Alex, and now they're hiding their pedophilia behind the LGBTQ flag and the rainbow flag. I think this is going to get worse because now you're not able to call this out. And especially what's happening with you and Sandy Hook as well. I mean, what's next? Are you going to get sued for legitimately reporting on a story of a child being groomed and raped by an LGBTQ person? I think the answer to that is possibly yes. The new precedent is being set by Alex Jones. And this is for anybody in the media, anybody. It doesn't matter if you're left or right. If you are targeted by this regime and you go out of line, you think out of line, you speak out of line, you are literally in the crosshairs. This is what people do not understand.
Well, the left wants to abort all the kids they can. kill after abortion, they try to ruin with this. I mean, this is literally a cult.
It's a death cult, it's a sex cult, it's a disgusting, perverted cult. They're obviously targeting children in many ways, and they're not going to stop, and they're open about it, and they just want to silence anybody because they want people to think that it's normal. This is sodomy.